This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bills in the red zone. Allen keeps it himself right up the middle. Josh Allen at the 5. Takes it in. Touchdown. His 57th career rushing touchdown.
KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Is that number one on your list? Could it be Josh Allen? The quarterbacks in the NFL who are playing right now who have yet to win a Super Bowl. Like what?
Caleb Williams.
Is he in your top five?
Oh, he's one of the quarterbacks that's playing right now that has not won a Super Bowl.
I'm specifically looking for who would be in your top five for this group.
Cooper Rush, obviously. Right behind Dak.
All right, Mike, I'm going to go to you.
DiNucci.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I don't know. You might say Josh Allen. That's the highlight.
I think Josh Allen would certainly be in the top five.
Lamar.
I feel like that is fair.
This is winning or getting to?
Just the best that haven't won a Super Bowl.
Okay, then Joe Burrow.
Just the best ones. Okay, yeah. How would you stack that right now, though?
I'll stack it by the year they were drafted and then how high they were drafted. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow.
Yeah, that's the way I would stack it. Those three.
All right.
Two drafted in 2018, one drafted in 2020.
Okay. Where do you go after that?
This is tough because the next quarterback on the power rankings at the end of the year was Jared Goff. And I don't necessarily... Ben Johnson did a remarkable job of being able to have an explosive offense without a mobile quarterback. Every other quarterback in the league, except for maybe Dak, is like mobile enough to be able to escape and get 10 yards whenever necessary.
Yeah.
And Jared Goff is not necessarily that guy, but somehow Ben Johnson had one of the most explosive offenses without that. So I give Ben Johnson a lot of credit for what they accomplished this year. I don't think Jared Goff is that high.
Okay.
Although that offense was that good. So I guess the next person would be Jaden Daniels for me.
Ooh, spicy. I like it.
Played 1 year.
Yeah. Jordan Love? I'm not going with Baker Mayfield. I'm not going with Darnold. I'm not with Purdy either.
What about Stroud or Herbert?
Stroud let me down this year.
Fair.
I'm hurt by it. And Herbert just has not... He hasn't found himself yet.
Okay.
And as strong as that arm is, as live as it is, until the thing in between the ears gets better and the decision-making, and maybe even Quentin Johnson dropping most of the passes he threw to him in that one game, like that hurts.
Sure.
But until he gets that going, I can't believe in him.
What about Dak?
What are you doing, man?
I'm just asking questions.
It would help his career tremendously. I don't think he can do it.
Okay. So you guys agree Allen 1, Lamar 2, Joe Burrow 3.
That's like tier 1. That's
by
the tough thing.
A lot, right?
And it's like, all right, now name 4 and 5. The 4 and 5 don't come close to 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I guess my 4 and 5 would be the next up and comers, and that is Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams. Those are the
three
that I'm looking at.
Those three we named are weird because I don't know if they'll make the Hall of Fame, but they have a chance to make the Hall of Fame without ever winning a Super Bowl. That's how good their careers are going.
I agree with that.
And now we get to, I think, tier two almost does have to be prospects.
Okay.
Because Brock Purdy's still a prospect. He's in year four. He's going into year four.
Do you put him in number four?
Well, I think at this point, if let's just say I know he's up for an extension, that'll be a major talking point.
Yes.
I think in the offseason is I look at it and go, if he wins the Super Bowl, he gets like $63 million a year.
Yeah.
If they don't make the playoffs again and he stays pretty healthy, he's probably going to be a free agent.
I can't rely on Tua. Because
I kind of forgot about Tua, honestly.
As good as he is, that happens.
Yeah.
And as good as that offense can be, that defense lets them down plenty.
Sure.
So I can't. And when Kevin, let's be realistic with Dak. By the time he's 35, we might be looking at it going, they've rebuilt it the right way and they're ready to go.
Like, that could be true.
4 years from now, he's already 31 years old. We know what he is, and he's declining at this point.
Yeah.
And he might, and I'm, listen, man, he can look me in the eye and say, I'm not. That's fine. I hope you feel that way.
Sure.
If you're on the field and you're representing my team, I hope you feel like you're the best and that nobody's going to be able to kick your butt. But what we're seeing is that declining part of it. They have to build too much for me to believe that he's willing. I just feel like he benefits mostly from the team rather than elevating that at this point.
So CBS weighed in on this list, and it did feel like the same conundrum you guys are in. So they went Lamar 1, and then Josh Allen 2, and Joe Burrow 3. So they had 1 and 2 flipped, but they're in agreement with you that it's the 3, and then there's a pretty big drop-off. So at 4, they went Jared Goff, and at 5, this is where I don't particularly agree with this at all, Dak Prescott, followed by Jaden Daniels, Brock Purdy, CJ Stroud, and Justin Herbert.
Jaden Daniels' team is built. Like it's they're and they have what $100 million to add to it.
Something
this
ridiculous.
Or something
crazy,
million.
It says 82 on USA Today.
Somewhere between 60 and 100 million.
Yeah.
And like they have money to add to this. So if they wanted Oso Digizuo this offseason, they can do it. You know, if they wanted to take Jordan Lewis and Osa, bam, they can add those pieces to it. And they're drafting. You know, and they're adding to it via their draft. So they're in prime position.
I think they're going
to
go after the Bengals number two receiver.
T. Higgins, which would be smart. Him and Terry McLaurin together would be, oh my gosh.
And I think this might be the direction y'all are going, but let me reframe the question of these six. Jared Goff, Dak Prescott, Jaden Daniels, Brock Purdy, CJ Stroud, Justin Herbert. Assuming one of them does, which one in that group wins the Super Bowl next?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Jaden Daniels.
Think I don't mind that answer.
Yeah.
I do think I think CJ Stroud has a shot. The problem is our first three guys are all in the AFC.
Yep.
And so that's not even including Patrick Mahomes.
Both of those guys that you just named are both going to have new offensive coordinators this year. And how do they respond to that? Is whoever replaces Ben Johnson going to be half as good as he was with Jared Goff? And then with Stroud, they were fantastic his first year. And then what happened? Was it offensive line or was it the offensive coordinator just couldn't get his S together? So they have that to go through. So those guys might take a dip this year.
Now, to go along with this, this is just fun and it's nonsense, but it amuses me. Fox Sports is like, hey, let's go ahead and predict the next five Super Bowls.
Deal.
The Cowboys are, I hate to tell you this, Mike, I know you're going to be shocked. They are not in any of these next five Super Bowls.
I don't know about 4 and 5 years from now, right? That's just impossible. But I think we can look. I know I'm the Cowboys hater. I think you can look at this Cowboys team and go, they pretty much have no chance to make the next two Super Bowls. Like, I would give them a 1% chance
with
to make the next two.
With what they have to build, it's too much.
Yeah.
3 years from now, I'll give them a 5% chance.
Yeah.
And in years 4 and 5, I'll give them a 10 to 15% chance.
I think you're going to see the Super Bowl they predict in 5 years. You're like, okay, so we're just kind of guessing. Yeah. All right, so they have the next Super Bowl as what my son Brandon called the People's Super Bowl, Buffalo against Detroit.
How, after watching what Philadelphia did this year, how can you not say they're going to be back? Like that, most of that team's going to be back now.
Just
they have
because
a small
of the injuries,
window.
I guess, for the Lions would be your counter
okay.
argument.
All right.
Maybe
they have a small window, or maybe it's a 2-3 year window. But they're going to have to answer to the salary cap at some point. But just like the Rams, they can answer to it real quick and turn it back around real fast. They've been aggressive like that. I just don't know how you can take them out of the mix after they were so dominant throughout the playoffs and throughout and on their way to a Super Bowl.
Maybe they're going to party.
Maybe so. Like they
just
could
not
they,
have the.
I mean, that happens to most teams.
It does.
Like most teams that we think are going to be back, for the most part, they struggle the next year with maybe the celebration of we did it.
I just feel like with the style that the Detroit Lions play and the style that their coach goes after, that 2 years that they've had the last 2 years and fallen short, they're going to be questioning a lot of things this season.
Yeah,
and I mean, it happened to the Niners. They went really hard for a couple years. And their injuries stacked up again on them in season three.
Now, you mentioned the Eagles. Do you know how long it is until Jalen Hurts' contract cap hit gets above $50 million?
Does he ever?
Good answer, Corey. The answer is he does not. He is under contract through 2028.
This makes sense.
His cap hit next year is $21.9 million.
How?
And then it's 31. How
did they do that?
Because what a bold idea. They gave him a contract extension while he was still under his rookie deal, which allows you to fidget with the money in a variety of ways that the Cowboys were like, that's stupid. Just give him the franchise tag. And that way, you know exactly what the number is and you don't have to do anything. So to your point, they don't. All right. Super Bowl in 2 years, Ravens against the Eagles. In 3 years, Chiefs against the Commanders. 4 years, Bengals against the Packers. And then 5 years away per Fox Sports. We're just having some fun with things. The Washington Commanders against the New England Patriots.
Drake May.
Settle down just a little bit.
Okay, sorry, Jerry. That's fair.
They're giving Vrabel some credit on that one.
I mean, and they have $120 million in cap space, give or take.
Dang.
Now, I just want to point out, if everyone hopes in the year 2029 that the Cowboys are going to look at this and be like, well, hold on. The Patriots were really good, and then they really weren't. And then they got a new coach, and then they got a new quarterback that they drafted, and they saved a whole bunch of money, and they built a damn fine team around him. Remember what we said yesterday, and I don't know, for the past 10 years. The front office does not seem to learn lessons like that.
I'm sure they will this time, though.
No, they won't. They definitely will not.
Can't prove that.
That, I guess that is true. I can't.
This is the life we've chosen.
Yeah, do you understand? Jerry woke up at 3 in the morning, and as soon as he got up from where he was at, he started working on the salary cap and the roster. And he was like, I had a meeting yesterday with Inside Edge. It was awesome on all the information you could possibly have for a baseball game or for a baseball season or for your other teams. I'm sure there's an Inside Edge for football. And he woke up at 3 in the morning and he was on that website till 7 a.m. working for 4 hours. Then he probably got his workout in. He probably Pelotoned it up and made sure he got his stretching in and everything. Got his Mickey D's for breakfast, threw some extra salt on there because he had a good workout, so he needed some more sodium. And then he went right back and he's like, you know what? I study 4 hours on this website of all the players. Now I study the next 4 hours on a college website looking at all the college players. Then he has lunch. Then he studies for 2 hours on all the players in that XFL thingy, whatever it's called.
UFL now.
Yeah, he knows it. I don't. And then he looks at all of those possible players because he's trying to find the next Aubrey or Turpentine. That's what he's doing.
Okay.
I don't know how you cannot believe in a three-time Super Bowl champion and a Hall of Famer, and you don't think that he's putting in the work?
Mike, you're going to think I'm a no-good bastard for saying this. I do not believe that they wake up at 3 in the morning and start doing free agency stuff. I just don't think that's what's happening. And then I like this text. This feels like somebody who gets our show from the 682. Sounds like what I'm hearing is 2030 is our year. Hey, don't.
Maybe it will be. I mean, it's the year that the Mavericks moved to Las Vegas.
I do not know that to be the case.
Well, the lease is up in 30 here at the AAC. So we're assuming maybe 31 or 32. It'll be the Las Vegas Mavericks.
I am not going to go with that assumption.
Dak literally said.
I hope they change their name, don't you?
Our turn, and it's on us. He said that yesterday, so it is our turn.
Based on what?
He's great at talking.
He also said they're right there with Philly, and they got outscored by them 89-12 this past year.
All right, just go to the next. If you're going to do that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.